see a little, these little fella like that, you know. Uh-huh. We call them shriveling albums.
Shriveling
albums? Yeah. I see some of them, but these great big hoo owls, I don't never see. You could hear them all over the swamps and down. Whoo, 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 whoo. That's the word they what they use, you know. Uh-huh. But the little old shriveling owls go. He just like the one of those big ones, you know. Well, he's just a little fella, you know. That's big as they get, the shriveling owls. I guess that's a name for them. I don't know what his name. That's a name we had for them anyway.
Some people tell me they kind of sound like a baby crying.
Yeah, they're little fella.
Anything like that?
Yeah, they're little fella. Mm-hmm. And the big one, you, before, a lot of times before he start off his racket, you can hear him go, oh! Woo, 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 woo! Yeah. Yeah.
Good,
yeah. Yes, sir. All those things done left this country now.
Did you ever hear anybody say that when a shriveling owl cries like that, it was a sign somebody was going to die?
Yeah, that's right. And when you hear a rooster crow at night, it sounds somebody going to die. What the old folks say, you rooster crow at night, buddy, they put their foot on you. Somebody gonna die. That's right. That's for sure. A lot of times we can get out there and run an hour away from there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's a weird reason, I can tell you that, but they come on all right, though. You know, the old folks did. They made it all right. Yeah. Yeah. Now you take it. My grandmother and them, now they had it awful bad about hens, you know. Somebody die. Hen prevention. They had it awful bad about that. And so my grandmother, I remember just as well, she was in her room, she made a noise, and her mama and them run in there, and she say, call a lady's name that was had to die, you know. Say, she riding. You know, that wasn't a thing in the world, but these nightmares, you know.
Don't you dream?
Uh-huh. And she say, sitting such a one is riding me, and during those days, the people had what you call a sifter, you know. They would sifted the flour, stuff like that. When they get ready to cook flour, they put in that thing, had a bottle of like screen wire, you know, but it's smaller. They would shake that thing, and they'd go and get that thing put to the foot of her bed, and say that witch had to count every hole it was in that thing before he could ride her, you see. And he never would ride her because he'd get his holes all mixed up.
I never heard of that one.
Yes, sir. That's what they had. Mm-hmm. It's never did. My grandmother and them, they would have them bad dreams and stuff like that. They put a sifter to the foot of their bed. That's right. Said a witch had to count every hole that was in that sifter. And they would get through counting them holes, you see. Because he'd get all mixed up, he then would keep his holes right. So she could sleep all night while he there counting them holes in that sifter.
Did people ever claim that those things got in a house, you know? The haint?
Yeah, that's where the haint stayed, hey, you know. In old houses, you know. Old houses, where vacant houses, you know. Where people wouldn't live in.